7:28. I call this meeting of the Zephyr Independent School District order. Let the record show that a quorum of board members is present. And this meeting is due to be called in accordance to the Texas Open Meetings Act, Texas 551. Roll call, please.
John Arcelo.
Here. After a little stutter.
Jennifer Moser here, Tori McLean.
Here.
John Moody.
Here.
April Reedy. Reed Hood. Joe Thomas are absent.
All right. John?
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this community and being a part of this school that puts the children first. Dear Lord, we ask that you, as we go into the sports season, you do travel mercies for all the kids and staff and as they're traveling around the state. Dear Lord, we ask that you keep them safe during their sporting events and bring them back here safely. Dear Lord, we pray that all these children have loving, safe homes to come back that are supportive and that are building them in your kingdom, dear Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. Public comments, nobody. All right, consider the approval for the minutes for the regular board meeting from September the 15th.
Do we need to put what policies we approved on C on the regular agenda? Because was it? Like an update or was it local policies? It was local policies, wasn't it?
Local policies, and it was back. EFB local, FD local, FM local, DEC local, FNCE local.
Okay. I don't think we need to put all those.
Which on the district website where this agenda is, it has those policies listed in the board minutes. We'll say that in both are posted.
So okay.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think that's good.
One of the dates needs to change. What day did we actually have it? On the 16th or the 15th?
Let's see, which one?
I didn't write it down for all. For some reason, I've always got it down.
August 18th meeting?
No, September. On the minutes for today, you got for the September the 15th, but
so it would be September. It says September 16th, but mm-hmm. I think it's September 15th.
Okay, so we
right,
need to make
is that in the 15th of Monday?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's just the wrong day at the top.
All right, so that's one change.
I'll make a motion with one correction.
Got a motion made by John and second by Jana to approve the board minutes from the 15th with one correction on the minutes saying the 15th rather than the 16th in both the heading and the beginning statement. And all those in favor? All those opposed? All right. Okie doke. Pay bills.
Are we paying somebody to shred our, to shred for us? It says shredded boxes, 182. Did we purchase them or something?
So no, that is your boxes that are destroyable. So certain things you can destroy after you've had them a certain number of years.
Mm-hmm.
We store them in our elementary, and then they come around once a year, and they destroy the ones that are out of date.
Okay, so it's a service.
They take them and shred them.
Yeah, it's a service. Okay.
Call RCI. And what, in RCI?
Yes.
Check before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case.
Did the ag truck need a new radiator?
Yes. Yeah, I took it one time this summer to do something, and I got out and smelled something, and then I started looking at it, like, when you got enough pressure, it got hot enough and drip, but it was just kind of slow.
They got those plastic sides on that year model, and they break. They get hard and break. I had to replace mine in Colorado. It's not the best place to do it.
No.
Jana and a second by Tori to approve paying the bills starting with check number 11227 ending with 11322. All those in favor? All those opposed? Bada-bing, bada-boom. Consider transfers for 25-26 school year.
We do not have any.
Nada?
Yes, sir.
All right. Consider Zephyr ISD quarterly report.
I think that ticked down a little bit. with the new stuff where they're going to start dropping interest rates. It'll tick down a little, but it's still going to be good.
Almost 23,000, is it hurt?
Yeah. So it was 18 in general fund was what we made on interest.
Nice.
Make a motion to approve the quarterly report as presented.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Tori to approve the quarterly report as presented by the superintendent. All those in favor? All those opposed? Okay. Consider 25-26 district improvement plan.
Bring it around to you. Right now, the only change that we've had was either staff names that have changed or stuff that the state had said we had to add into our improvement plan.
Uh-huh.
And all those changes are highlighted there towards the back. I got with Mr. Lowry, and he helped us. Most of it had to do with our SRO, Scotty, and all the terminology and how things had to be said in here. So we had to add at the end of our district improvement plan, I guess if you can see, these numbers 13 and 14. You got to implement district-wide dating violence policy, provide annual staff for awareness on this and counseling services, and maintain partnership with the law enforcement, clear to define SRO duties, which is what we did this summer also. Whenever we had we updated our student handbook, we had those SRO stuff listed in there as well that we had to update. So that's really the only changes we had to this. I'd like to get together with you next year and kind of revamp this whole improvement plan and try to, you know, keep us moving on the right track and growing as well. So,
okay.
But this year, this is all we added to it was what the state made us add to it.
Okay.
They got posters and everything for the dating violence to stick around the school.
Yeah, so the service center is good about getting that kind of stuff out to us, and they're working on that as well.
Does Scotty give any kind of presentations like that? Or is that mostly the staff here?
Usually the staff, but it's not something I'm opposed to getting to do that.
Which part are you looking at?
Not just the... Yeah, just talking about dating violence. Now, dating violence and family violence is bunched in quite a bit in the law, and you catch a dating violence or a family violence thing, it's one of those things that, as far as the feds are concerned, you can never have a gun, you ever get convicted, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's like becoming a felon. If you get prosecuted for assault, family violence, or dating violence, as far as the state says after 5 years, after you're off paper, you can have one in your house, you can't hunt or anything like that, but...
So it's a full-blown felony.
Well, it's not a felony initially, but it's the only felony that doesn't have to be a felony and it takes away your gun rights.
Are you thinking about presentations for staff only or?
No, high school kids. Yeah. Yeah, just explaining to them where it kind of falls in the law book.
Yeah. And he did when I was at Brooksmith, he did a presentation.
I know he's done some before. I just didn't know if he was. Yeah, he's not a bad speaker.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
Yeah. I just didn't know if he was being utilized like that or if it's.
Yeah. He asked me the other day if there's some stuff that we would like him to branch out and do outside of what we have him doing. So, might be a good idea.
Yeah. Something you can take off your plate and put on somebody else's plate. Yes, you know, hey, why not? What time?
What I'm at?
43.
Oh. Somebody give me a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We approve the district improvement plan as presented.
Second.
Motion made by John and a second by Janet to approve the district improvement plan as presented by the principal. All those in favor? All those opposed? Consider HB 3 goals.
Well, this is something we need to review every year, and it's one of those things I think we're doing good on. Coach Walls has been working with the teachers on doing that blue bonnet math. We implemented that this year, and he's actually tracking it for another thing that he's doing. And it's we're seeing some positive results, so I think we're on par. Some of this stuff here was created a long time ago, and I feel like it's a little outdated because we've changed what we're using for assessments. So I don't know how accurate it is, and I really need to look at it and see if we can convert it to something different. But as far as I'm concerned, I would just look at them, say approve it, and go on at this point.
What year did you say he's going to get dinged on the college and career?
That was the, 24, 25 last year. It was the 23, 24. We didn't have enough CCR points, and that was what dinged us. And that's what dinged several schools in the area that got dinged was their CCMR, college, career, military readiness. And that's the kids where it's like upperclassmen, dual credit, welding certifications. I didn't pass the, what was that test, the one you take TIA to be ready for college credits, and so
TSI,
we've been trying to push that and pay for kids to do that and take it and pass that because that's you can do that. And you also got, that's why your PEAMS person is so important, because they have to put that into the PEAMS and code it, because if you don't code it, then they don't count that score.
You don't get credit
so
for it.
A lot of schools that are making appeals and saying, hey, we didn't put in the right numbers. And it looks bad when the score to come out, but really and truly, their scores weren't that bad. So, kind of feel sorry for them, but there's really two keys that are important. We've got a ton of kids right now taking dual credit, a lot of them, so I think we'll be good on that. And then some of the kids that weren't taking traditional dual credit, Coach Fisher went this summer through a deal through UT Texas, and he's teaching an audio-visual class that he's working on. And you know, he goes, it's actually pretty rigorous. He said, I think it's as hard on me as it is the kids, because they meet, they got a little co-op, they meet ever so often, they stay on it. Like, it's, there's a structure and there's a rigor to it. It's a pretty good class, but that will help those kids get a college credit, get them started, and it also qualifies them for CCMR. So it's really dual purpose.
Which colleges are we using? Ranger, UTPP?
Just Ranger. We got away from UTPP.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We kind of got.
Well, who did you just say he was using for that one?
We're using UT Texas.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember UTPP?
TP, yeah. Permian Basin.
Yeah. The degree was only, you can only do it there.
Oh, I paid a lot of money to him for Nicholas way back in the day.
We got a little hung up.
Yeah.
And Ranger's been really good to us, and it's feasible enough that we're paying for the kids' classes. And so when you get that CCMR money, you have to spend it on CCMR. So the more we can get, the more classes we can pay for kids, which we're paying for all of them, but it just helps fund it. And so it's kind of just a, it turns into being a washout. And so that's a good deal.
Is welding the only certification we offer?
I think so. We were trying to do one with Fisher if there's something with that, and then possibly maybe later on Lacey could grow into like, we tried doing that floral design certification.
It's hard at a small school. You don't have enough kids interested in certain things.
Yeah.
Only reason I ask, my niece got a pharmacy tech certification her senior year of high school, and she's at Howard Payne now, but she's a pharmacy tech at Walmart making pretty dadgum good money.
So my niece back home did it too.
How did she do it?
It was through the school.
Through an online class, or?
I'm not certain.
Yes. If they had to have a teacher if it's an online class.
Because
if it's online.
Mine was in Virginia. My niece was in Virginia that did it. But she did the same thing. They lined her up to take the state exam and everything like that before she left school. And that's how she's working her way through college as well.
So what is a pharmacy tech? What do they do? Are they the front register that asks
I'm sure there's more that goes on.
Yeah,
in
behind
the back,
scenes, taking orders.
Yeah, if you go get your
getting the stuff from
filled,
the doctor's offices over the phone and processing those. And
yeah, asking if that was online or in person talk. I bet it's online.
I bet it is too.
And I've been seeing something. You're going to die when I see this. Been seeing stuff talking about why don't we bring wood shop and metal shop back into the schools like was in my day. I thought, why not?
I had to get a
But what certification are you going to get with that?
Carpentry mostly.
Yeah.
It'd be a carpentry type deal.
Where did that say?
The electrical ones are a little bit more in depth,
right.
You know.
It's kind of
we got the wood shop on one end of the shop,
right.
Metal on the other end. Fowler's trying to do stuff like that. I mean, he's done some things here or there. He's, you know, got to get his feet wet and get things going, and he's working in that direction. So I think he's done well with it. But
the dog tell you I can't talk to him? I can't talk to him about some trailer stuff like I did.
Oh, yeah.
Like I did Blake.
Yeah.
He was like, okay.
Yeah. No, he'll do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, those
HB3. Got a motion made by Jenna, and a second by John to approve the HB3 goals as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Discuss TASB legal seminar dates.
That's November 6th. John and I are signed up. I was just putting that on there to see if anybody else
wants
to go.
It's really deep nights. I'm working deep nights. I'm going to be sleeping during the day.
Do what?
I'll be gone. You'll be gone out of town.
What day of the week is it?
The 6th is a, yeah, the 4th is a Tuesday, so it's a Thursday.
That's just the one day they'll go out there?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's pretty informative. Of course, they have lunch and all that kind of stuff for you, too.
Can I let you know tomorrow?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I think I can sign up even. They charge you maybe $20 more or something later on. It's not a big deal.
It's pretty informative, really.
Right. Text me if you want to do it, and I'll sign you up.
Okay.
That's why I always ask if he wants to go, because I really kind of liked it, to be honest with you.
I almost like it better than the convention, because they do it all right there. You go topic to topic, and you're not going out trying to find which room I want to go to.
Right.
You hustle up and down the stairs. And, I think it's better.
And you get, what, 4 hours, 3 hours?
Yeah, maybe six. It's that legal
quite a bit.
Deal. And then they do that little play at the end.
Right.
I always like it. Yeah, they do a good job.
Okay. All right. So.
Guess I get this from Napa the other day because they quit selling me free on because I didn't have a license. Mm-hmm. So they had to give me a certification. It took me an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Screenshot it next.
And they teach some other classes there too. Open book test, took me about an hour to do it. You can print the book off. It didn't cost that much either.
And that's so you can do HVAC on vehicles?
Anything, I think. Hmm. I think you can buy any copper on now.
That's Oklahoma.
They've been letting me do it forever.
Yeah.
I guess somebody cracked down on something. If I say you will, Kansas, but I bought a new machine and it's too expensive. You got to get the, for the new stuff, you need to buy it more. It's high.
Yeah. Because it's not, what is it, 114 or whatever is it? What is it now?
I really don't understand why, unless somebody's making something out of it they're not supposed to, and I don't know how you, there's no telling what you're doing.
It's R22 or something.
1, 2, 3, 4, YF.
Yeah, R22 or 4.
YF.
Because Jim told me when he's working on some RAC units, everything was fixing to change, so.
Yeah. And it went to 410.
He changed out the outside unit on one of my outside units over here, he's like, this is one of them I got left, basically. And I was like, go ahead and do it.
That's the situation.
Because it was better doing the whole thing.
Right.
Upstairs, yeah. Air conditioner is in.
Too expensive to refill?
I'm not sure you mm-hmm.
yeah. Too expensive okay. to refill?
Well, as long as he has the stuff to refill it.
Yeah, but. Well, and it's pricey. It's crazy expensive.
The Freon.
Yeah, the old Freon.
Yeah.
But pretty soon you're not going to get it at all.
Right.
They were making a little cheap knockoff version of it, which everybody was using, but now they're not doing that.
Right. Okay, we're done with Tasby?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, no action.
Consider renewal of good cause exception.
This was the exception to where we could have a guardian instead of whatever the state was asking us to do. I can't even remember. But we had a security audit the other day. We're going to have another one in November. And this guy said we needed to review this and update it, so I'm just putting it back out there so we can go ahead and say we're doing it.
This is the requirement for an armed guard at mm-hmm. all school functions on campus every day.
Yeah.
But then we're under the good faith exemption, we're exempted because we have some other things in place. So I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Reed to approve the good cause exception as presented. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All those opposed? Consider library books to be purchased.
You can take this home with you in case somebody ever calls you and asks you
what we have.
Ms. Sider, no, this isn't what we have. This is some books you would like to purchase. So if anybody, if you know, I don't know that I would look completely through it right now. She made enough copies for everybody to take it home. Obviously, the Babysitter's Club is a good one. Nothing wrong with it, but I mean, you never know. You can go through them.
I would hope so. There's 15 volumes.
I looked through a couple of the day and I was like, you know, I didn't read a lot of my little, but I did like that one. So you can look at it and see what you like. But, you know, you do have every now and then, and library is a big thing when everything started going down with what people were putting in there and is it appropriate or not appropriate for the kids, basically, is where I'm going to go with it. And I don't think it's that long. What happened is this sheet's too long, so some of this is the carryover mm-hmm. of the end of it.
This is a lot of books, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, she wouldn't get all these. You're talking $5,000, $6,000.
That's what I was That's what I was about to ask. Okay.
But there's some...
She would like to be able to. She would like to be able to choose from this list, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
and order, make some orders.
She has some, like let's say the Babysitter's Club, for example, a group of books that a lot of kids ask for on a regular basis. And she might just slowly start picking those out. Like kids come in and say, "Hey, do you have this one?" "No, we don't have that group." And so she was hoping she could, and maybe double up a couple groups that are used more often. And so I didn't.
JB Jones.
Thing that
JB
struck.
Jones.
Struck my eye, but
Nat the cat has a snack.
They got
a good one. Is Skippy John Jones. It's a little Siamese cat, and he's pale, but he's fun.
The only one I ever remembered Nicholas reading was Hank the Cow Dog.
Yeah.
They obviously don't have any new versions of that.
Well, you can go to the library last year for art class. I think Lacey, we took all the ceiling tiles down. I remember them doing this because in the summer nobody had put them back up and I had to put them back up. So I was going to the library and there was like 10 ceiling tiles, those big 2x4s that you're trying to put up. And I had one and I'm like, this looks kind of gory. It's got a hatchet and everything on it. I'm like, oh, wait, it's the hatchet.
The hatchet.
You know where the guy had to crash the plane?
Yeah. Survive in the wilderness?
It's for movable, so like carters, anything.
Yeah.
But they'd be certified to work on the bus if you needed it or something.
Yeah.
And I want to say, you can download the study guide for free. It costs you $20 for attempted test. And I did it in about an hour and it's certified.
So right. For $20 and
you
an hour.
You can get them a certification for HVAC. I'd get them all going.
That'd be a good thing, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of.
And you can take the 608, and I think it's stationary, so that would be like the stuff to work on the cool stuff here. And it's not teaching you to chase electronic stuff like that.
So
it's
when you get
on with the Freon and stuff.
Where, how'd you get to it on here?
Yeah, I just go up to the top where it says certifications. There's a bunch of certifications there, though. I don't know why.
Okay.
I like that certification personally better than do welding. That you can make.
Well, if you can get it for $20 a head and it gets them a month.
Right.
Credit for that CCMR stuff.
Sure.
So you did that EPA 609.
Section 608? 608? No, 608 stationary.
For motor vehicle air conditioning.
Yeah. Okay, download that book, read it, and you can take the test and pass it.
It's a free download for a book, and just $20 for the test.
Yeah,
still.
Yeah.
That's
and you gotta get like 84% of them, I think.
Wow.
This says training packets. Is that what you downloaded? The training
packets? Yeah, I just printed it off, started taking the test, just read through it.
Hmm.
Janet, a second by Tori to approve the library books list as presented. All those in favor? Mm-hmm. All those opposed? All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You want to go to closed session?
Yes.